I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Man, I'm hot. I should have taken off my sweatshirt.
You're in Iceland.
I know. You guys, I am in Iceland doing this podcast under blankets because that's how much I care about sound quality for you guys. And I am on the interview with Bluminous. I'm so stoked to talk to Richard and find out more about this amazing LA tech startup. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
So tell me, go ahead, introduce yourself and tell me about Bluminous.
Yeah, so I'm Richard. I'm the CEO of Bluminous. And our company is really interesting. We're like, the best way I can describe it is we're like Blue Apron for wedding flowers. I'm sure you've heard what Blue Apron is. They're like the food company that delivers recipe'd ingredients to your door.
But delicious.
Yeah, I've been using them all the time. So, but we're sort of like them, but for wedding flowers. What we do is, you know, we give you professionally designed wedding flowers that are delivered in a kit that you can easily do it yourself and save up to 50%, you know, off traditional florists. So you get everything you need, pre-portioned flowers to match your recipe, tools and instructions. And, you know, right now we have over 21 different collections and themes on our website and many more to come this year. So we know that there's something that our clients will love.
Now, are you also the co-founder? No, you're just...
I'm the founder and the CEO.
Yeah, so I like to ask, especially when it's like a founder role and CEO, what does it mean to you to be a CEO? What do you do on a day-to-day?
Oh, well, that's interesting because I think my day-to-day changes depending on where the pressure is at. So I would describe our company to have really three different like pressure points. And so one is the operations, obviously. I mean, we're dealing with flowers, perishable product, and we're delivering this to a very high stakes, you know, environment, weddings. You just can't mess that up. And so the pressure point there is making sure that we get the right flowers, that our orders are coming from our suppliers on time, and that our team in our warehouse are processing the flowers correctly so that our clients would get the best experience. I think another part of the business that we, you know, strive to do very well is our customer service and design. You know, we have sales agents and designers on the staff that we will, you know, work with our clients to make sure that they get what they need. Now, I said we have 21 different collections, but let's face it, like every client wants something, you know, special, and this is for their wedding. And so we're making tweaks to their design all the time within our collections. And we need.
But what is your day to day, though?
Well, I think it really depends on, like I said, where are the pressures of that day? So if the operations is running slow or if we're behind, then I'm going to go in there and try to supervise or manage that part. If our sales, like right now we're in a very heavy sales season, so I'm kind of like acting sales manager.
And with Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah, exactly. So, and really a lot of people got engaged over the holidays. And so they're calling in to ask about, you know, wedding flowers for the summer as well. So right now I'm acting as kind of like a sales manager, managing the leads that come in, making sure that we have good, you know, contact rates and we're closing correctly. And on top of this, like we are also building designs all the time. So I have to coordinate with our designer, to make sure that, you know, we have a good pipeline of new designs that come through. So it really depends on, you know, what it is, but I would say those are the three areas. You got operations, you got sales, and you got design. And then totally. On top of that, you got, you know, as CEO, I have to figure out what is the general direction of the company? Like, where are we headed? What's our vision for this year? And really driving that, those values and those priorities to the team.
And you said you're at 9 people on your team now, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And who was your first hire?
My first hire was the operations manager. Fun story here is that when I first started, I actually started this company in a bathroom in my apartment. So I was
not actually, under the blankets like me.
Yeah, exactly. So I was processing the flowers in the bathroom for our clients, and luckily I moved to more of like a house about a year later, and that house had a garage, and so I was actually processing all the flowers and fulfilling the orders in the garage. So my first hire was really to get someone to help me with the production, because as you know, production takes a long time. We put a lot of time into making sure the product is good, but if I'm running to the wholesale market, or where I'm processing flowers, in the garage, I can't be growing the business. I can't be, responding right to customer inquiries. So that was my first hire.
That's awesome. And where in LA are you guys based?
We're actually based in Monterey Park. We moved from LA to Monterey Park because we need a larger warehouse. But we're so close. We're just on the border of East LA and Monterey Park. There's really good space out here that has sort of a mixed office warehouse space. So it works really well for our type of company.
And Monterey Park is still like the LA area. So yeah, like, can you kind of give people a visual of like where Monterey Park is in relation to other areas in Los Angeles?
Yeah. So we are just at the intersection of the 710 and the 60. So like I said, just, southeast downtown.
Like southeast downtown. Yeah. Cool. And are you from LA originally?
I am. Yeah. Live out in LA right now. I grew up in LA. I went to UCLA for my undergrad.
Wow.
LA. True LA, LA boy.
Where in LA did you grow up?
So I actually grew up in a city called Arcadia. It's actually in the San Gabriel Valley.
Dim sum, like, yeah. Central.
Exactly, right?
It's like, if you want dim sum, you go to Arcadia.
That's right. That's right. It's the best. I mean, we're very fortunate to be in LA, right? There's just like, there's all this diversity of different foods, and you can go skiing one day and then go to the beach the next. It's amazing.
Totally. And when was Bluminous founded?
It was founded in 2014, so we have gone through 3 years of business now, and we grew quite a bit every single year. So we're very hopeful that this year is going to continue or exceed our growth rate from the past year.
And did you raise money through that journey, or you guys been self-sustaining?
Yes, we did raise seed funding from some private investors, and those same investors funded us again recently. So late last year, we had another infusion of cash to grow the business. When we first started, we did very little marketing. It was all word of mouth. And so this year, a big part of our effort is to put some standardization around marketing, and those funds will be used towards that.
Who was your first client in the very beginning? Because, I mean, this is really exciting that, you found all these people really attracted to what you're building and can see your growth. What are they seeing that we'd love to discover and see? Like, how did you get your very first client?
So how did I get my very first client was through a lot of more niche wedding blogs. And so I think the important thing to know about the wedding industry is that it's actually there's quite a lot of information on the web. So if you want to look for something, you're definitely going to find it. And what we found was this niche of customers that really didn't want to spend $2,000, $3,000 on flowers. And so there were these outlets, these blogs that really talk about how to be savvy with the money that you have for your wedding. So whether that be with flowers or with venues. And we really targeted those publications to get our word out. And so it was really great because not only did those channels already exist, but they were very targeted for our specific customer.
Were you already like deeply involved in the wedding world to be able to even know about those blogs or like how to get them to write about you?
I would say that I was involved in the wedding world. I was more involved in the flower world. With the wedding world, I got a taste of it because I got married in 2013. So
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Going through that process, we realized that, wow, there's actually, a lot of different niches in the wedding market that we can address. And this was one of those niches. So I guess through just my own experience, I learned about the players in the industry and, who to go to in order to get our word out.
Awesome. And why LA and not other startup cities like San Francisco? I mean, I know you're hardcore rooted in LA with UCLA and growing up here. Is that why, or is there another reason?
That's a big reason. I love LA. This is, you know, the city I grew up in. But also another important reason is just from the sourcing side. LA has a very rich history on flowers. So you know about the LA flower market in downtown. Right. You know, pretty much every single wedding, whether it be, you know, the $500 wedding that you have in your backyard to, you know, the wedding of a celebrity, they all come through, the LA flower market. And so, I guess just the infrastructure here is really good for this type of startup. Now we've evolved, since then just because of, you know, the business that we have grown into, we're actually able to get flowers direct from farms now. So, you know, that brings a better product, a more fresher product to our customers that, you know, if, otherwise, if you were just, you know, a small mom and pop store, you won't have access to that. So we're able to, you know, continuously improve, but LA is a great place to start for a startup of this type of this industry.
Totally. I mean, how has LA, like the tech space in LA, helped accelerate your growth?
Well, I think that there's a lot of, I kind of see LA as a very, I guess, sensible type of Silicon Valley. I mean, I know there's Silicon Beach, but I think that LA, you know, has a desire to not just, you know, have really great dreamy goals, but really have realistic goals. And I think that, you know, the people that I've met with, they quickly get to the brass tacks, like, okay, well, how does your business model work, and what is the market size, and how do you make a profit? And so instead of just really thinking about, well, let's just get users, like, you really start early, like in LA and probably some other cities too, but LA in particular, I feel like there is a sense of, like, let's figure out how the business model works before we just, you know, try to build users and not know what to do with it.
Totally. I mean, are there any particular resources in LA that you recommend people check out?
So I think meetups are really great. You know, if you just look on, you know, the meetups and see kind of like where all the different, maybe your industry or maybe a specific functional area that that people get together, I think those are great places to start. Also, I think that if you were to think about, you know, needs of your business where you may not be particularly strong in, I think that's also a great area. So, like, for example, I'm not a florist. I don't work with flowers. I'm more of the business end of the company, but I need someone who really knows flowers. And so, you know, you want to go and reach out to those functional groups, those areas where maybe florists would hang out, or, you know, wherever you can find them, and go there and meet, and maybe even pitch, like, kind of like what you're doing, to see if you can get the right talent. Because there's no way that you can do everything. And I think that, you know, finding the right, knowing what type of people you need, and then knowing where they socialize, I think is a great start.
Probably the most important question I will ask, how can people connect with you?
Well, you can come to bloominous.com. That's our website, and we, you know, there's an active chat session there. You know, all of our designers are on call to help you out if you're looking for wedding flowers. You can also call us. That's our phone number is 310-873-3137, or email us at designers@bloominous.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast. This has been just awesome. I'm stoked. I love flowers, and I can't wait until I get back to LA so I can check out your flowers too.
Oh, definitely. We'll send you
one. Is there a way? Oh my gosh, you're so sweet. Just, is there a way actually, like, that I could, like, come to the office and, like, see a bunch of cool arrangements and stuff? Like, how does
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
You, like, know, can I tour your office? That would be so cool.
Yeah, let's connect. And you know what we can do is, when we do one of our, you know, amazing photo shoots, you should come during that time, because it is really fun. Like, people get their hair done, and then we have, like,
oh my
food.
God, I would love it.
It's like a little wedding party, so, you know, with cameras. So you should definitely come during that time. It's very exciting. Let's connect, and let's make that happen.
I would love that. Yay, you guys. I'm so excited. Field trip. Awesome. Well, thank you, Richard. You guys, I will talk to you, hear you in the next episode. If you want to tweet at We Are LA Tech, just tweet We Are LA Tech, or you could always connect with me at Esprit Devora on Twitter. Bye.
Bye.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.